Blog Talk Radio.
Give you praise, yeah. You're the reason.
even while I live, I will always give you praise. I will give my life and give my heart. I will give my soul to you, yeah. That's the bottom line, bottom line, bottom line.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, that is the bottom line. I will give you all my praise. I will give you everything that I have, oh God. We love you, we adore you, we magnify your name. Welcome to the Warfare Hour. I am your host tonight. I am Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson, and we bring you greetings from the Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International Ministries here in the City of Glory, better known as the City of Gary. Now, we believe that faith is not an option in this ministry. We believe that because we really believe that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. The reason that we believe that is because we do seek the Lord. We seek him every day. We seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and we really believe that all things shall be added unto us, as the scriptures say. We do our best to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways to acknowledge
Christ, so that he, through the Holy Spirit, can lead God to direct our path. We believe in love because we believe that God is love. And we're blessed that the overseer, Apostle Leonard Henderson, living with Christian Center, our family here in the city of Gary, has allowed us to use the facility once more again as we come to you on another Thursday night to support their house. And as we've been blessed for the last month or so for our son in the ministry, our great prophet is joining us, Corey Gradigan. So we're going to go ahead and let him speak.
God bless you, everyone. God bless you, everyone. We bring you greetings from Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries. We thank God for Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International Ministries. We thank God for Kingdom Builders International, Kingdom Daughters International. We thank God for Living Way Christian Center and Apostle Leonard Emmons. We again say thank you so much for allowing us to share with you all this time in the Word of God. And we know that God will continue to be glorified even on tonight. We have the victory in Jesus' name.
So gratitude to the ministry. This is a work that I will try to remind you that you can listen to this podcast on the internet. Anyone that we've done since September of last year, you can go in and punch into the Warfare Hour, or to Apostle Carlton Clark Richardson, or Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters International, because they have programs every day of the week, 7 days of the week. You set the 7 o'clock standard time hour or the 8 o'clock standard time hour. And everyone that's been on, pretty much there's a recording, there's a podcast on Apostle Emmons comes to us on the first Tuesday of every month. So we've been really blessed that a few folks within the ministry are a part of our founder, Prophet Risa, has a show on one of our directors, Evangelist Hannah, has a show that we call. We just love watching the internet to see who's going to be next, because we never really know. Sometimes we have to surprise folks within the five-fold ministry. They really make sure that they bring you what God deems as the best. They screen us and make sure that we know a little bit about what we're talking about. But we bless God for you, and you that you're coming back this week. We must be doing something okay. Keep tuning in. We just pray that God will continue to use us in a way that will be beneficial to you. So we're going to ask you to get your electronic device, get your pencils, your pads, your journal, whatever it is that you're going to use. But again, to repeat this prayer with us, open down my eyes.
Open down my eyes.
That I may be whole.
That I may be whole.
The wondrous thing.
Wondrous thing.
Out of thy law.
Out of thy law.
Psalm 119, verse 8. And Lord, please help me to understand what it is that I can be ready to. We believe that what the scriptures say, the study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly or righteously by the word of truth. We feel that if we invoke you to do some studying, then we've planted and we've watered. We've done what
we're supposed to be doing. We thank God that we're able to even plant the seed. We've been given this opportunity to plant a seed in your life, in your heart, and we thank God that He will cause the increase as only He can. We want you to be prepared for everything that we're going to say. We want you to write down those things, and if you don't choose to write anything down, just go ahead and go back to the podcast the next day or at the time that you are able to go into the podcast so that you can, get those nuggets of information that God has placed in our hearts to give you, so that you might be able to, even on the next podcast, come back and have dialogue with us about what was discussed the week before. Amen. Amen.
Amen. And so we're going to say again,
open down mine eyes.
That I may be whole.
The wondrous things
out of your law. Amen. Amen. We will be able to just take this time to really delve in. We want to start as only the Warfare Hour does, in prayer. We want to take time to start in prayer. So we want to take this time to go into prayer. We want to talk about a couple, I want to tell you a couple of things. Think about it is this. Every now and then we all need personal revival. We do. We all need personal revival. We need a fresh fire from God. I mean, if you're an intercessor, if you're a warrior for Christ, you need to be restored, replenished. If you need a fresh fire when you're fighting battles, especially the battles of everyday life, you need a fresh fire. I mean, and when you need that power, you need the power of the Holy Ghost to enable you to fulfill your destiny in life. You can't do it by yourself. You need the power of the Holy Ghost. I think about the fact that Isaiah 66 and 16 says, "For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many." I think about that. I think about the fact that, fire is one of the weapons which God has freely given to us to enable us to go through life successfully. I mean, whenever the fire of your life goes down, you'll be enveloped with fear. You'll be consumed by fear. And we know for a fact that perfect love casts out fear. So we don't have to worry about fear in our lives, but that's the necessity of being restored by fresh fire of the Holy Ghost. You understand what I'm saying? I thank God that I can say that I can say in faith that I believe you do. The moment your fire level increases, it's going to be victory. Every day, all day, it's going to be victory. The shortest route to your testimonies is to pray fresh fire on your life. Think about the fact, you think about going back to talking about Elijah, talking about how he called on the fire of God. And that's what we're talking about, calling on the fire of God. Think about chapter 18, verse 24, when he said, "And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. It is well spoken. Elijah set him up because he knew who the Lord is, and we know who the Lord is. So anytime you come up against the enemies of God, you tell them, go on and call on their God, and the God who answers by fire, let him be God. We know that the Almighty, Most High God is truly the true and living God, the only true and living God. Listen, we're ready. We want to go into prayer. Can we really, really, really get in that crouching stance and get prepared to really go forth before the Lord that we can just conquer whatever is coming. We don't even care what's coming. We can conquer whatever is coming because we're about to receive a fresh fire from the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your mighty power to save to the uttermost and for the power to deliver from any, and I'm talking about any form of bondage, God. I thank you that you can deliver us from any and every bondage in our lives. We thank you that whatever sin has been committed, we have confessed that we repent of that sin. The sins of our ancestors all the way down to something we may have thought, said, or done that was outside of the will of God right just a minute ago. Especially those kinds of sins and words and thoughts that go straight to idolatry. We come against that idolatry in the name of Jesus Christ, and we repent for any idolatry that has caused us to go away from you in the name of Jesus Christ. For we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus, and we release ourselves, O God, from any inherited bondage and limitation in the name of Jesus Christ. O Lord, send your axe of fire to the foundation of our lives, God, and destroy every evil plantation therein. God, the blood of Jesus needs to flush out and will flush out from our system every inherited satanic deposit. It's in the name of Jesus that any rod of the wicked rising up against our family lines will be rendered impotent. No power will be given to those wicked things rising up against our family line in the name of Jesus Christ. I cancel the consequences of any evil local name attached to our person, God, our family lines, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. You evil foundations, you evil foundational plantations, come out of our family lives, come out of our lives with all your roots in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, I break on behalf of everyone under the sound of my voice, I break and loose us from every form of demonic bewitchment in the name of Jesus Christ. I release us, oh God, from every evil domination and control in the name of Jesus. For it's not by my power nor by my might, God, but it's by your spirit that we even speak the words. And I speak these words in the name of Jesus Christ, covered by the blood of Jesus, God. God, we release ourselves from the grip of any problem transferred into our lives from the womb, God, in the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus Christ, and fire of the Holy Ghost, cleanse every organ in our bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We break and loose ourselves from every inherited evil covenant, in the name of Jesus. We break and loose ourselves from every inherited evil curse, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We vomit up evil, every evil consumption that we have been fed as children. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, we command all foundational strong men attached to our lives, oh God, to be paralyzed in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, it's in Jesus' name, oh Lord, let the blood of Jesus be transfused into our blood vessels, oh God.
In the name of Jesus Christ, every gate opened to the enemy by our foundations, oh God, back to the patriarchs of our family, the matriarchs of our family, in the name of Jesus Christ, let them be closed forever with the blood of Jesus. It's in Jesus' name, oh Lord, that we walk back, that we ask you, oh God, to walk back into every second of our lives and deliver us where we need deliverance, heal us where we need healing, and transform us where we need transformation in the name of Jesus Christ. Thou power in the blood of Jesus, separate us from the sins of our ancestors in the name of Jesus. And we say, blood of Jesus, remove any unprogressive labor from every aspect of our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, create in us a clean heart by your power in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, let the anointing of the Holy Spirit break every yoke of backwardness in our lives, oh God. It's in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, that we ask you to renew a right spirit within us, oh Lord. Teach us in Jesus' name. Teach us to die to ourselves, oh God. In the name of Jesus, thou brush of the Lord, scrub out every dirtiness in our spiritual pipe. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, ignite our calling with your fire. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, anoint us to pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, excuse me, establish us as a holy personage. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, restore our spiritual eyes and ears, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, let the anointing to excel in our spiritual and physical lives fall on us in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, produce in us the power of self-control and gentleness in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost, breathe on us right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost fire, ignite us to the glory of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, let every rebellion flee from our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you now, and we command every evil spiritual contamination in our lives to receive, to receive cleansing by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every rusted spiritual pipe in our lives, receive wholeness in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We command every power eating up our spiritual pipe to be roasted in the name of Jesus. We renounce any evil dedication placed upon our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We break every evil edict and ordination in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, cleanse all the soil parts of our lives. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, deliver us from every foundational pharaoh. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, heal every wounded part of our lives, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Bend every evil rigidity of our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Realign every satanic straying in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, let the fire of the Holy Spirit warm every satanic freeze in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, give us a life that kills death. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, kindle in us the fire of charity or love. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, glue us together where we are opposed to ourselves, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, enrich us with your gifts, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, quicken us, oh Lord, and increase our desire for the things of heaven. In the name of Jesus, by your rulership, oh Lord, let the lust of the flesh in my life die. In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, increase daily in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, maintain your gifts in our lives, oh Lord. Oh Lord, refine and purge our lives by your fire in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, inflame our hearts with your fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost fire, begin to burn away every power of the band of the bond woman in us in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, make us ready to go wherever you send us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, never let us shut you out in Jesus' name, oh, God. Let us work freely, and we beg of you, oh, God, to work freely in us and through us in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Thank you that you answer prayer. Thank you that you are the keeper and the lifter of our heads, oh God. We thank you right now for your fresh fire. We thank you right now for your fresh oil. We thank you right now for the freshness of the anointing. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we say with all diligence, thank God and amen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Prayer points. Men and women of God, prayer points to break bondage, prayer points to get you through, prayer points to tell the enemy that he has no control, prayer points to beat the enemy in his face, to stomp him, to crush him. We need that fresh fire every day. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, said the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will release you from captivity and gather you from all the nations and all the places to which I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from whence I caused you to be carried away captive." Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name. The Father God has continued to bless us with scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. And one of the things that he always does is he gives us hope, he gives us love, he gives us charity, he gives us the ability to overcome. And we've always talked about that, you know, he ordained marriage, he ordained the family as the unit to carry on here on the earth, in the earth, around the earth, through the earth. And he set up a fathering system. He set up a system of being able to father in and teach. And he laid the foundation on the man of the house, and he put together marriage. Now, one of the things that we always find out that in the body of Christ, marriage is, we got a higher divorce rate than people out there in the world. And we got to do something about this. So what we've been doing, we've been praying a harmonious marriage prayer. And this harmonious marriage prayer is one thing that we always deem necessary to continue saying, because not only does it solidify the marriage of the regular or the standard marriage of the male and the female, but it also stabilizes the marriage of the apostolic and the prophetic, which is the bride and the groom, with Jesus being the groom and us being the bride. So if you are unmarried, because I won't call you married. If you are unmarried, that means you're on your way to being married. If you are unmarried, then you are married, preparing yourself for the groom. The groom, if you are in Christ, you are the bride of Christ. And so this harmonious marriage applies to you as the apostolic and the prophetic. So we encourage you as well to pray this prayer, because it is not just for the standard marriage, but it's for the marriage of the apostolic and the prophetic as well. Hallelujah. The harmonious marriage prayer says, "Father, in the name of Jesus, it is written in your word that your love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who is given to us." Hallelujah. "Because you are in us, we acknowledge that love reigns supreme." Hallelujah. "We believe that love is displayed in full expression, enfolding and knitting us together in truth, making us perfect for every good work to do your will, O God.
working in us that which is pleasing in your sight. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and your magnificent name. We live and conduct our marriage of the apostolic and the prophetic, but especially of the natural, O God, honorably and becomingly, O God. We esteem it as precious, O God. We esteem it as worthy, O God, and of great price. Father, we commit ourselves to live in mutual harmony and accord with one another, O God, delighting in each other, O God, being of the same mind and united in spirit. Father, we believe and say that we are gentle. Father, we believe and say that we are compassionate. Father, we believe and say that we are courteous. Father, we believe and say that we are tender-hearted. Father, we believe and we say that we are humble-minded. Oh, God, we seek peace. We seek peace, oh, God, and it keeps our hearts in quietness and assurance because we follow after love, which is you, and we dwell in peace, which is what you give us. Our prayers are not hindered in any way, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, the sweet communion, the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit, and the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of you as the great I am. See, oh God, our marriage of the apostolic and of the prophetic, but especially of the natural, oh God, it grows stronger day by day in the bond of unity because it is founded on your word and rooted and grounded in your love, for you are love, oh God. Father, we decree this day that we have a marriage made in heaven, oh God. Father, we thank you for the performance of it because it is the marriage of the apostolic. It is the marriage of the prophetic. It is the marriage of the natural, oh God. And we thank you for the performance of it. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to your wonderful
hallelujah,
and magnificent
glory.
Name. Amen, amen, amen. And there's some scriptural references that bring up all of the things that we talked about here. So Romans 5 and 5, Philippians 1 and 9, Colossians 3 and 14, Colossians 1 and 10, Philippians 2 and 13, Philippians 2 and 2, Ephesians 4 and 32, Isaiah 32 and 17, Philippians 4 and 7, 1 Peter 3 and 7, Ephesians 3 and 13, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. Hallelujah. Glory to you and your magnificent name. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, when he was on the earth, he told stories. And generally, those of us that preach the gospel, those of us that consider ourselves to be in the fivefold, those of us that continue and strive to do the work of the Lord, should put ourselves in a position to do what Jesus did. And so what we want to do today, we want to just have a little fun. We want to tell you about some things that happened. And we want to just have just an open dialogue about some stuff. What we found out is, if you open up your eyes, if you just look around, you're going to see a lot of things going on. Any of us read the newspapers? Watch this CNN, and we get a lot of bad news. But this is the time of year that there are family reunions going on. I want to give a shout-out to Oliver family over in Chicago to celebrate the family reunion. Everyone is celebrating the family reunion. I know your name. God ordained it.
And we just talk about
a harmonious marriage. God ordained the family. When he made us in his likeness, he intended for us to be a concept of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the marriage of the apostolic prophet, the marriage of the Father and the Son, everything that encompasses our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is included in the marriage. And with all of the people that's going through sicknesses, diseases, they're losing their faith, losing their hope. And where do they turn to? Unfortunately, many of them don't want to turn to the church anymore. And we got to do something about that, men and women of God.
Amen.
We got to bust out of these four walls. We got to get in touch. with the things that's going on. Hey, listen, everybody is looking for jobs now. Everybody is trying to hold on to their houses. Their mortgages are being, their homes are being taken away from them. We got teenage pregnancy that's at an all-time epidemic high. It's just another after another after another. What do you turn? You know, we used to say, you know, back in the day, who you gonna call? You Ghostbusters. Well, you keep calling them Ghostbusters, you know.
Even though we do bust up stuff,
those us in the fivefold have the ability to beat up on some demons. And that's what we were doing today with our prayers towards the hour. We've always tried to give you some things to equip you to fight the demons
that's in your life. One of the things
there was quite a thing in the news last week.
And
about 25 of the local pastors got together and they was going to do something about fighting the crime. So they decided they're going to go out to the corners and during the high peak hours of 6 to 8 o'clock on Fridays. Well, the very day that they decided to go out, there was a killing right there in the area where they were at. And the reason that I'm bringing this up is twofold. One is the very next day, the headlines in the newspaper said violence right in their face. See, the media loves to throw up when the church is not, when it seems like the church has no power, the church is not doing well. Violence right in their face because a young man got killed
in a house
right there in the area where they were having the rally. And then there was a prominent pastor from Chicago that was going through the area. They took him over to the site. And a few things happened. And I'm bringing this up for a reason because you got some of the same things going on in the city. And people are saying the same thing. This meeting that they had to discuss what it was they were going to do to get out the streets. There were some local citizens there, and the local citizens voiced their opinion. And I'm sure you got the same thing happening in your city. I just want to read a little bit and say we don't have the same thoughts of people in Chicago because we live in the glory of Jeff, Indiana. Say, why do we have to ask the ministers to help? See, one thing is, it used to be you would love for the church to be the one to help you. A pastor could come down and get you out of jail, about for you to get a job. A lot of those things have changed, and people don't look at the church the same way. Now, this is another thing that the pastor was saying in the paper. They only want people who can put money in their pews. People on the street don't want you coming up to them to talk. They want you to help them get a job. Now, unfortunately, part of that is true, but it's not. This person wasn't speaking for the whole city of glory. But this just gives you the kinds of things that we're up against, men and women of God. And so you have to put yourself in a position to, one, be on the same page. The last thing that I want to bring up says other callers agreed that there were people in this community in search of jobs, opportunities, and ways of taking care of themselves. Some said there are already churches where people can come to talk, but they are not working. In other words, they just jumped on the bandwagon to say, yeah, it don't work, you know. We got churches on every corner. Then there's one young lady that attended the meeting went on to say she felt the ministers should have left their egos at the door. And many didn't know what it is to be out in the streets, she said. The problem I had with the meeting was that they were all out of touch. They were worried about evangelism, and that is what they should be doing. They were all about what they were doing at their churches. She went on to say, that the ministers were bickering among themselves and could not commit to anything because of their own issues. She said she told them people don't listen to them because they don't give them a reason to. Man and women of God, if the warfare hour can do anything, is we need to try and do something about changing this kind of mindset. One of the things that this was very sad to me. It really went straight to my heart that someone would think of me in that way. But you know what? That's fine, because that gives me an opportunity to strengthen my walk with God so that God will lead, guide, direct my path. One of the things, as I said, all those little colloquialisms we were talking about in the beginning, is we believe that failure is not an option. All those things we said in the beginning, we believe that stuff. We really believe that. And we've been very blessed that we are able to lay hands on people. We're able to touch the lives of people. But still, it's not enough, because the remnant is doing what the remnant needs to do, but it's not enough. So men and women of God, we're going to have an open forum. We're going to give you a couple of scriptures, and we're going to ask that you would move along with us. We're coming out of 1 Corinthians 6, verse 1 through 5. Go ahead, man of God.
I'm going to read this out of the Amplified just for understanding's sake, so that we can really, you know, get into it. Amen. It says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, read, "And so, as for myself, brethren, when I came to you, I did not come proclaiming to you the testimony and evidence or mystery and secret of God concerning what he has done through Christ for the salvation of men. In lofty words of eloquence or human philosophy and wisdom. No, for I resolved to know nothing, to be acquainted with nothing, to make a display of the knowledge of nothing, and to be conscious of nothing among you except Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and him crucified. And I was in or passed into a state of weakness and fear or dread and great trembling after I had come among you, and my language and my message were not set forth in persuasive or enticing and plausible words of wisdom, but they were in demonstration of the Holy Spirit and power, a proof by the Spirit and power of God operating on me and stirring in the minds of my hearers the most holy emotions, and thus persuading them, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men or human philosophy, but in the power of God. I tell you the truth. One of the biggest problems we have among many of the churches, as this young lady has pointed out, is that a lot of people trying to be so eloquent and so, you know, over the top as far as the way they're talking to you, as to make it seem as, you know, that they're more intelligent than they really are.
your level of parenting basically determines your level of success.
So we want to put it in a kind of like a whole discussion, because we're finding that the kids are
We need to know what's going on. You know what's going on in the minds of the people. I mean, there's a need to shift the entire atmosphere of thinking when it comes to what was said at this meeting, in regard to being prepared for this life. So we want to know and hear from you. We want you to chime in at any time and let us know what's going on. We want to open the lines exactly right. We want to exactly right at the time that's necessary. You know what I'm saying? But I want to say this: we as the men and women of God who are leading, we want to be prepared for even this battle. Because you got to remember, there are people who are every day trying to destroy the reputation and good name of the body of Christ. And I just don't believe that we have less than a good reputation or less than a good name, because we are the body of Christ. I have seen a lot of things happen, and just understand that in order for us to be prepared, we have to first sit back and listen. One of the things that we need to make important in the need for preparation is that we have to listen. You know, you can't listen if you're doing all the talking. You can't hear what's going on if you're doing all the talking. So I just believe that we need to listen. We need to really hear what people are saying, because you can't say that you're in touch with what's happening today if you're not listening, if you're not hearing what the people are saying.
You don't want to stop by there.
And to be able to deal with these demons that they were going to be confronted. And, you know, I heard, you know, that was my first thought even before, when I read the first article. And in thinking about preparedness, you know, if you're running a race, you know, you're going to run a 100-yard dash, a mile, a marathon, you're going to need to get in shape. You got to wear, you know, certain kinds of equipment based on what it is, what kind of race you're going to be running. If you're in a dash, you're going to be wearing cleats. You're going to be wearing something that you can get a grip and get that fast start. If you're going to be running a marathon, your body's got to be in good shape. You got to be able to start off with 1 mile, then 5 miles, then 10, and 15 and 20, then 25, then 26. And the same thing spiritually. You got to be able to put on the whole army of God. You got to be able to show yourself to study, you know, to show yourself. You got to be able to how's your calendar? you know, sadly, I've heard some records through some good sequences through some good propaganda that many pastors spend less than an hour a day praying. And, you know, there's not a whole lot of power that you're going to have if you don't pray. Fasting, some demons can only be conquered through fasting and prayer. And these are things that you have to prepare for weekly. You have to prepare for most of these things daily. You need to practice. Because one of the keys to the kingdom is whatever you buy in heaven, loose on it, loose in heaven. And you need to practice through your worship and through your prayer. But the biggest key is that the church is not doing what we originally was designed to do. We was originally designed to begin our conversation with these words here. Repent. Why? For the kingdom of God is at hand. Churches aren't saying that as they open the statement. And so they're not therefore getting the of the people. And repentance is for everybody. But it's something that needs to be done daily. Surrender is something that needs to be done daily. And one of the biggest things that we need to do is we need to forgive.
Hallelujah. Yeah, we do. We do. We need to let go of the past hurts, the past pains, the past, you know, disappointments, because Jesus Christ said it best in Mark 11 and 25, when you pray, forgive. As you stand praying, forgive. For you cannot be forgiven of the Father if you don't forgive here on earth. In 1 John, it simply said, if you can't love your fellow man, you cannot proclaim that you love God, because love forgives without remorse, without thought. Love just forgives. So how, if you're going to operate in the power of God and you don't operate in forgiveness, you don't operate in love, how can you even open your mouth to say that you're operating in the power of God? Even in your prayer life, are you open to the power of God? Like, do you pray in the Holy Ghost? Let's really tell some truth. Do you pray in the Holy Ghost? Do you pray in an unknown language? Because it's building you up in your faith. It's building you up in your faith. These are things that are necessary if you're gonna go out and turn the world upside down for the kingdom of God. And you don't do the necessary things in your inward. How you gonna do things outward? Let's be real about it. How can you do things externally if you don't do the internal things? You don't pray. You don't fast. You don't study the scripture. You don't spend time in the presence of God. Because here it is. We're so busy with our hands out, looking for the hand of God to pour into our hand, that we forget God don't pour in your hand. He pour in your head. Now, what does that mean? What that means is God starts with your mind. He has to change your mind before he can change your environment.
The renewing of your mind is key in pretty much everything that we're talking about. The reason we keep doing the harmonious prayer every day, day in, every time that we do it, because we have found out a true statement that in order for you to change a habit, you have to do something different at least 21 times, because that is the repetitions of doing the other thing over and over and over and over again, that becomes the new habit. Many of us have some habits that and our thoughts and patterns have been formed since our age of 10. And we may be 40, 50, 58, 68, 78, but we're still dealing with a 10-year-old mentality, because some of the same things that we learned at the age of 10, we never really went and investigated and went beyond what we thought to be a true statement at age 10 and been running with it for the rest of our life. Success in life is dictated by our preparation. These few things we need to take a look at. Everything takes preparation. Life preparation. Just think about the school system. We start out, you got to go to school. Now you got to go to Head Start or something, you know, before you even go to preschool. And then fourth school, you got to go to elementary school, then middle school, then high school, then some kind of prep school, college or vocational school. Then you may go to a military. You need some classes for that. You need a reserve officer training course school. And then once you get in the military, whether it's in whether you're going to be officer or enlisted, you're going to go to a basic training. You're going to learn the basic military functions. And then you're going to go to a higher technical training or advanced training there. And then you're doing all of that basically for two things. One, to get a good job, to start a business, and or to begin a family
or get mad. These are just the things that everybody,
it's an everyday company, prepared to be able to do those things. When you are in school, one of the things I think about, you know, as a memory is when you are in school, before you, okay, as you're in school, you got to do something called take a test. You got to get tested in various areas. Every time you learn, if you're going through a book, every time you learn a section, you have to be tested on that section in order for you to go to the next section. You have to be tested in certain areas for you to go to the next, well, as we say, level. But in order for you to take that test, you got to be prepared. And how do you prepare? You study. It's no different in the kingdom of God. In order for you to be able to be prepared for the test you're going through, you got to study to show yourself approved unto God, working in me, not be ashamed, rightly or righteously dividing the word of truth. Because God is going to test you. Don't think he's not. He's going to test you. But in order for you to be prepared for that test, you have to study for that test. And we're not talking about an overnight cram session. You remember those, the overnight crams, where everybody gets high on junk food and coffee and whatever else they need to get high on in order for them to be prepared, because they got to study, because they took no thought for the fact that the test was coming. And they decided that they were just going to spend, they were going to start getting ready at the last moment, because they didn't want to forget what they were studying before, so that they could be ready for the test the next day. But that's not how God operates. You have to study and be prepared, because once that test comes, you're never ever going to pass that test on a cram session. You got to take the time to fast. You got to take the time to pray. You got to take the time to study and do all the things that are necessary to pass that test.
Well, man, the guy, you know, I told you about the old boy, the young boy. I got to slow you down for a minute. I got to throw something in there for you.
The thing that happens here in the body of Christ is we got to open the book.
That's right.
So the book never closed. You know, pretty much all of our tests, it's not multiple choice, but it is open book. We can't go to the book and we can't find out what did so-and-so do about it. What was the circumstance that happened here? And then we're able to take that circumstance and apply it to what's going on now. Secondly, this book that pretty much people from every land, from coast to coast, from nation to nation, calls it the same thing, basic instruction before leaving Earth, the Bible. And it is an open book, and we can use it. The Bible teaches us preparation from the beginning of Genesis all the way through Revelation. There's a few of the characters that had to prepare. Adam, he named every animal
and every plant. We still call those things what they are now. It was an open book, but he had the revelation from God. Noah had to build the ark to save some folks. And he had to end up being another type of Adam. Moses, David's etiquette went out, and they were going to kill all the firstborn. And as he went down the reed, he ended up in the Pharaoh's house, where he learned everything about government. He learned everything about military strategy. Ended up killing somebody, had to run and go in exile. And he learned some even more things, and he had to prepare himself spiritually to come back and save the children of Israel. David, prepared as a shepherd boy, ended up being anointed as a king, and flare a wild beast. He prepared by being a flare of wild beast as a shepherd boy, but ended up being a mighty warrior king. And Jesus came and you know, gave us salvation, left the church with us for us to be able to do the things that he left miracles, signs, and wonders for us to be able to perform for the unbelieving.
But here's something that I want to share with everyone that is listening as we get ready to come to a close and open up the line. It is
The time of the living are surely for the unbelieving. I say that for this reason. You can't really believe. But we accept it all when a miracle happens in our lives. So if we are making that kind of awe, are we truly believing? Do we really believe that the stuff that we're saying is going to happen? And I think what happens is because my own unbelief, it's like a child or an animal. A child or an animal can see the fear in a person's face. They can see the fear radiating from their body because it's not a courageous. And that's what you got to have over to be able to overcome these obstacles in life, because the true doctrine of the Bible requires you to have courage.
Amen. Amen. I agree with that. There's a saying, it's not even an old saying, that I use constantly when people talk to me about signs, wonders, and miracles. I tell people constantly, God doesn't surprise me. It's not that I'm not in awe of God. So please don't take that wrong. It's not that I'm not in awe of God. It's not that I do not revere God. It's not that I do not worship God. It's that God don't surprise, because miracles, signs, and wonders should be a part of my everyday life. And because they are a part of my everyday life as a believer, it should not surprise me when miracles, signs, and wonders happen, because that's what are supposed to happen as believers. That's what's supposed to happen in our lives. And with that said, I want to open up the lines for the listeners to go ahead and chime in. Let's talk to us tonight. Tell us what your thoughts is regarding tonight's discussion. Lines are open. Any caller, go ahead. The lines are open. Hello. Amen.
Well, we thank you for being with us on tonight. The lines are open for those of you that would like to make a comment or let us know what is going on. But we're going to just pray that God will continue to bless you. We thank you for continuing to come and be a part of this podcast. And we thank the Kingdom Daughters and the Kingdom Builders for allowing us this opportunity once more and again. And if you don't know Christ as the pardon of your sins, we want to offer this opportunity for you to give yourself to Christ, to be able to learn some more and to be in the kingdom. And so we want you to repeat after me, Father Jesus Christ, I give myself to you. I believe that you were born, and that you died, and that you rose again with all power in heaven and in earth. I believe that you died for my sins. And I believe that if I repent of my sins, and I do believe in you as my Lord and my Savior, that I shall be saved according to the scriptures. Now, if you just said just those few words, then welcome into the kingdom of God. See, it's not rocket science. It's repenting of your sin and acknowledging that Jesus Christ is Lord. And once you've done that, then things are happening for you. We want to thank you, and we say hallelujah, because they are rejoicing in the heavens because you have said that Jesus Christ is your Lord and your Savior. And so,
hallelujah. We rejoice. We can't rejoice like the angels rejoice, but I'm telling you now, we are rejoicing right now for your salvation. We thank God every single time there was a new birth in the kingdom. We want to thank God for Kingdom Daughter Kingdom Building International. We want to thank God for Living Way Christian Center and Apostle Linda Emmett. We want to thank God for Warriors for Christ Hospital Church International Ministries and Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson, affectionately known to us as Dad. And we want to take the time. We're going to tell you now, and we're going to tell you as much as we can, that we go ahead and link up with us on Facebook at Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson, facebook.com/. Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson, facebook.com/ Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. I want to know that you're continuing to listen to the broadcast by coming onto our Facebook page, and if you don't want to comment here on the line, you can comment to us on Facebook and tell us how you feel about it. Because we understand everybody don't want to be, you know, on the air. So we understand that. That's fine. That's no problem. But come on to us again. That's facebook.com/ Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson, facebook.com/ Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries. Go ahead and like us or friend request us on Facebook so that we can hear from you. If you need a church home, get with us on Facebook. Let us know. We know of word-based, Bible-based church homes across the country. And if you let us know, if you need a Bible, Kingdom Daughters International, let them know. Let them know, and they will make sure that you have a Bible in your hand as soon as possible. We are here to serve, not to be served. So we are here to serve God and serve God by serving you. Amen. All right, y'all, we'll catch y'all next week.
Anybody want to press a little further? Somebody lift your voice into the Lord. Tell him, God, I want to press a little further. Press in your presence.
Leave this place again. If I can just pray.